Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this song that's playing on BT is appropriate. Bad Girls for Life.
Oh, God!
For those of you who are on YouTube who just came into the middle of this last... My girls are out of control.
I'm crying, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say about these two. Y'all see, do y'all see what happens? Are you watching? Yeah. Are you looking at this?
Oh my God, it's on the air.
Did you say that's an earring? I'm done. All right. So, intro. Can you stop laughing long enough to intro the show, baby? Can you take a deep breath?
I can't do it. I have to stop looking at the screen, though.
Just stop looking at the screen.
I flipped.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, stop looking at the screen for just a second. It's all right. Okay.
I'm good. It is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. It is. We got Bigfoot running around. I mean.
I didn't even say it on the air. I tried to say, okay, I'm going to be a girl. I can say it. That's why you don't tell your friends stuff. They just have to repeat it.
You're the one who said it. All right, I'm good. Okay, good.
No, you're not. God,
I got a head rush. All right. It is Cinco de Mayo. It
Cinco
is
de Mayo! Every time you say it,
I'm... Like a mariachi band in the background with my sombrero on. Oh, God, can you imagine Bigfoot wearing a sombrero?
No.
Yes!
Okay, whew, I'm done. All right. So, it is Tuesday. It is time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashion. The biggest bitches in fashion. And I blame Corey for this.
Nosotros ustedes, niñas. Loco. Now I'm working on my Spanish. I said we some crazy girls.
Yeah, we some crazy girls.
Sometimes instead of some niñas, loco. Loca.
And I think I just snorted like a bajillion. And then we got Corey, who has no idea what to do with me and Ginger, but that's okay.
I'm just minding my own business.
And then we got Ginger, whose fault is this is her fault. She found this picture that you see on your screen. I looked at it again. Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm going to turn this serious.
Yes, go ahead.
So, one of our, let's call her a legend. We all know Trixie.
Yeah.
Xbox. Well, Trixie was diagnosed with cancer a couple months ago. She is having her first round of chemo treatment today, so we are supporting her. If you're a female gamer out there, you don't know who Trixie is, go look her up on the internet. She's the reason why you're able to have a Twitch channel, why you're able to do a whole lot of stuff that you're doing. The tank, over at Microsoft for a good long while, fight for women gamers, to have a forum and get up for women. So if you are out there listening to us, please, anything you do tonight, whether you play on Twitch, whether you're playing on Steam, hashtag love Trixie, fuck cancer. That's right.
Fuck cancer.
Love cancer. Yes. Now I know we were just cracking up and being silly, but
and
this
she,
is actually
and she would too if she was able.
Yes,
to, she was. Listening.
She would be. Yeah, she would probably be cracking up too. But this is a really serious thing, and nothing but love for Trixie. And we honestly hope from the bottom of our hearts that she kicks this thing's ass. And I know she has it in her. Hope she kicks this thing's ass and she comes back swinging. That's what it is.
She's totally gonna kick this thing in the ass.
Totally, man. Totally.
Be all like, what now, cancer?
Exactly. What now, bitch? What?
I got my plus 5 armor on.
That's right.
A plus 5'2" dexterity vest, bitches.
No, you know what? But you know what her game was? Or oh, but before she left Marcus, I don't know if she plays it still. She probably does. Zuma. Do y'all remember Zuma?
No.
Y'all never played Zuma? That girl was like hardcore Zuma. She's one of the reasons why I said I had to redefine my definition of what a gamer is. Because before it was like, if you don't play Call of Duty, you're not a gamer. You don't play Halo, you're not a gamer. I said, well, it's not what you play, it's how much you love what you play. Because
that girl,
every time there was a new Zuma out, she's playing it. She's got a score of 3 million. I got like 5. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't figure out how to do this. How she got 3 million? Yeah, so that's what redefines gamer for me. Yeah, so, and the fact that she's just awesome. She's awesome. She also wrote Lexi Cooper Mysteries. If you are a gamer, want to read something that kind of falls within our realm, put the 50 Shades of Grey down. Pick you up some Lexi Cooper Mysteries. She writes those. Not bad. Not bad at all. Made me want to get back to my writing. I haven't had time. I guess I'll get around to it at some point. But yeah, anyway, wanted to dedicate tonight's show to her. Hang in there, girl. We love you. We all love you. We're all here to support you. And I still got these barrettes for your hair whenever you're ready. I do. You know what's funny? I bought a little package of barrettes because she has big curly hair. And I told her I'm going to put a whole bunch of barrettes in her hair. But whenever I see her, I never have them. And when I have them, I never see her. We're gonna meet up at some point. Them barrettes going to be in your hair. Little butterflies and plastic bows and stuff like that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's got to.
She can run if she wants to. I'm going to catch you.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do.
I might be tripping her up. I don't know. I could.
I'm going to clip something in your hair. I'm going to clip your hair in front of your eyes. So when you try to trip me, clip, and then I'm gonna chase her
down.
No,
I didn't mean you. I'm going to trip her.
You going to trip
her? Come on now.
You ain't got to trip her. Just hold her. Just grab and hold her. And say,
all right, I can do that.
Put the barrettes in the hair. Put the barrettes in the hair. Yeah.
Can I grope her while I'm holding her?
You might not want to do that.
Would she hurt me?
Probably.
That's kind of hot, actually.
Or her hubby might hurt you. Like, what you think you're doing?
That's kind of hot, too. All right, cool.
The hell
I can deal with that.
Them's my boobies.
Hey, sharing is caring, all right?
Oh, yeah, you about to pick a fight. I'm not going to get involved in that.
I'm just picking, Trixie. Don't hurt me, all right?
Too late. Run for your life. Okay, so so tonight, of course, Superhero Geek, and I had to do it because I went to see Avengers, and I was like, oh.
Is it good?
I don't really know. All I remember is pecs and and arm muscles. No, seriously, it's good. Dude, that is like, I got to thank Joss Whedon. Thank you, Joss Whedon, who wrote The Avengers. You know, he's also the writer for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel.
True.
Yes.
Serenity.
Go ahead.
So he wrote those, and then he gave us so much eye candy. I had not one, not two, but 5 hot men to look at in the movie. Five. Praise, Master Chief. Amen. I was in the theater like, I'm going to need a bigger icy. It's hot. Is it hot in here to anybody else? Because,
I'm going to have to ask somebody to turn on the AC. Thanks.
Ooh, yes. Oh, my God.
All I know is I looked up a picture of Chris Evans, and I forgot what picture it was. But he had this look on his face, and I was like, yes, sir.
He is one of those faces, too, where I like where he always looks like the sun is shining on his face, and he's
looking
into the sun.
Oh, yes.
I love that look. Whew. And I was loving Robert Downey.
And I like the squinty eyes anyway, right?
And Robert Downey had on a tight-fitting shirt, and he was saying smart stuff. I was like, oh, my God.
Ooh.
Deadshot was all wearing tight-fitting black clothes, and I always think...
Yes, remember this, boys. We enjoy our men to be intelligent.
Ooh. Yes. See, the thing with me, and I think I've said this before, but I don't care how hot a guy is. If you open your mouth and you say something stupid, I have lost all interest.
Yeah.
And I might like to look at you, don't get me wrong, but if you're as dumb as a box of rocks, I don't want nothing to do with you. And I wanted nothing to do with Vin Diesel at all. I thought he was stupid. I really did. Until I saw an interview of him talking geeky about D&D, and I was like, oh, shit, you done did it now. And now I cannot get enough of him.
Okay, let me make snow drool here because I'm going to share my screen. Okay, remember I was telling you about the movie Kick-Ass, also a superhero movie, and the guy.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that was in it. Okay, so he's also in the Avengers. Okay?
Yeah.
This is him in the event in Kick-Ass, the first Kick-Ass. Can you everybody see that? Get ready.
Yeah. He's very thin.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am not done. I am not done.
Oh.
I'm going to give it. I'm about to hit you with the 1-2. Are you ready? This is him. Oh, Kick-Ass 2.
God.
Ah. This is him in Kick-Ass 2. This is him in Kick-Ass 2. This is him in Kick-Ass 2. Oh, my God. Corey was dying.
Oh, my God.
Has grown up nicely.
I love what testosterone does to you boys. I got to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you. Look at him. Oh, let me make you juice some
more.
Oh,
my.
Wait.
Hello there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You know what? I seriously just drooled. My bad. Hold on. I'm not even. Oh God Almighty, dude.
Okay, I keep hitting y'all. And look, let me give you another double whammy. Ooh. Look at that. The two of them together. Can I be in that sandwich?
I just want to be in the middle, right?
That's what I said. Can I be in that sandwich?
Holy but geez, motherfucker! Now that is superhero fashion right there. Let me tell you.
There's two superheroes. It's a good looking guy. But I hate to tell you girls, this one right here, y'all too young for him.
I'm good.
No, you're not old enough. I am.
Oh, he likes his older women, doesn't he?
Yes,
his wife is older than me,
and yes, he has knocked her up. I was like, damn, I just should have got in there a little earlier. He was looking skinny before. I didn't see it coming. Oh, no.
I like his unruly hair. The picture's towards the bottom. I like the wild hair. I love the wild hair. All of them. I like all of them.
He'd go to sleep and he'd wake up like this, you know. He was at
I'm with Corey on this.
He'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, baby, you look so nice. And he'd wake up and I'd be like, look at you. What happened to your hair?
No. I like the wild hair. I think that's hot.
Baby, you sure, baby? I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. The clippers fell out of my hands. I was.
And all over your head.
All over your head. I kept trying to pick them up.
I like the wild. I like the wild.
Oh, this is his wife, by the way. This is him with his wife.
Oh, she is cute. Sorry. What?
She's very pretty. But she's 45, 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. She's not a young girl.
God.
Like, he likes him, so he wants
damn,
a woman.
Damn, he's fine.
Girl. So you see what was happening to me during the Avengers, right?
Yes. I'm going to have to watch this at my house. Because if I watch this in public, there's going to be some weird noises going on. I'm going to get some weird looks.
I had some men sit next to me, and they were not like this. And I was talking before the movie and, you know, geeking out together. And then every time I'd see him or Chris Evans come on the screen, it was like, and then they'd look at me, and they would just die laughing. They were like, I don't think I've ever heard a woman just do what you're doing. She said, we know men ogle, but you are just over there. I was like, I'm sorry. It's like, woo! My God. I can't. I'm going to need some ice. Oh, my God.
Just let me sit on some ice.
Please.
Pour some
ice on me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Can I start singing, pour some sugar on me?
That's her favorite song. God makes you rest. That is her favorite song. Okay.
That is not attractive to me.
The Batman leggings, y'all don't like that?
No, that is not flattering to a leg at all. It makes
it
look
weird. They're not tight enough, I think, but I love them. I love them.
I don't like them. I don't like them with the shoes. I don't like them with those legs.
Really?
I don't like
them. Yeah, I thought you girls were going to love it. I love it. I see it with a black jacket, not having a black shirt on, and maybe a Batman insignia on the back. No, that would be too much. You can't have it in both. You know what? I think this is what's throwing it off for maybe a little bit. The insignia shouldn't be on the leg. Just the yellow stripe would be fine.
And I feel like it should be the other direction.
Like maybe yellow and then black stripe here?
No.
The insignia should be facing the other direction.
The logo should be turned like fist, like the model.
No.
Just flip it 180.
Yeah.
I wish I could breathe and stuff. Damn. Lungs?
My kitty cat is on my lap and looking adorable, just so you know.
I had to chase mine out because he thinks he's a dog or something. He plays very rough and he likes to bite. And I was like, no, you cannot bite me right now.
He wants to play rough.
To cuddle you, she does.
Okay, I love how y'all have gotten completely off the topic now.
Sorry.
why not? Oh.
I don't like the high waist. The high waist drives me crazy.
Well, remember, you're not. Nobody's going to see your high waist. This is
control
for you. Control.
Well, yeah, for control. But some people wear these things. I've got kids at my school who wear high-waisted everything with short shirts.
They're kids.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to go with, is if you had, like, your kind of upper midriff showing with a shorter black shirt, I could see that working. Maybe a little jacket or something.
Mm-mm.
Some buckles, because Corey loves her buckles.
I do. I love me some buckles. I also pin these to our board, because I think they're cute.
Now, that
is those look fucking comfortable to sleep in.
They really do.
Comfortable and geeky. This would be me.
Yes.
Either one of y'all have underoos and you were little, did they still have underoos by the time?
No, but you know what? I would love the Spider-Man one. I don't know. There's something
about... You never
about
had underoos?
No.
You didn't have underoos? You, Ginger?
No.
Okay, well, for those of you who do not know what underoos were, they were underwear that were, you know, with the superheroes on, and they had one that was Supergirl that was the little girl bra and the matching underwear. My mother had to take them away from me. I was walking around and I had a red towel around my neck. I'm Supergirl! Woo! Say, baby, you can't wear that again tonight. Yes, I can. Woo, Supergirl. Supergirl stinky. Supergirl does not smell. Not never. So I would love to have these. It would be such a hit of nostalgia.
Those are cute, and I kind of want. So you need to give me that link. Yeah.
I want the Spider-Man one. I don't know. Maybe because the shorts, I like the style of the shorts.
Which, the Spider-Man ones? You just like
yeah.
the bow on it, I think.
I think I do like, no, that's one bow that I actually do like. I normally don't like bows, but I do kind of like that bow.
I think it's kind of, it's a girly but not girly at the same time because of the,
yeah.
they look like
yeah.
boxer shorts.
Exactly, and you pair that with the Amazing Spider-Man, and it takes away more of the girly-ishness. I like it.
It adds and takes away at the same time. Still looks girly, but doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I must admit.
Spider-Man, that's what it
is. Now, can I share mine? Because I have a little bit of couture that I think you would enjoy.
Okay, all right. You go in
is
and
there
I gotta...
Is there a fascinator?
Yes, actually, I do believe there is.
I would like to see a fascinator.
Right on. Let me.
I
let me,
like fascinators, as you know. Not my
where
fascinator.
Did it? There it is. Okay, cool.
I would like
all
to be
right,
able to
I found
see
this. Seriously. I found this, and this is where they did some...
Oh, my God.
Some couture. This is Poison Ivy.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got something I got to share with y'all. Y'all are going to love this.
Yes.
We're going to say something that I have for the end of the show, but go ahead and talk about Poison Ivy. I got to mute so I can get it.
Okay. Now, this is Poison Ivy Couture. Basically, fashion designers took the designs from the superheroes and the villains and did some couture of it. I actually really, 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 really like this. I do. And I like how flowy the dress is. They got the wind coming in. It's just really nice. Scrolling down a little bit. This one, not a fan of, mainly because of the weird hip thing going on. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't like the midsection, but I love the headpiece.
Yeah, the headpiece is awesome. I like the shoes are awesome, but the whole
I like anything
part,
except for that waist.
Yeah.
The waist hip area.
I'm not
I
sure
like
what's
it.
Going on there. I'm not sure at all what's going on there. And then we have, moving on, I don't really know this one, but Dawnstar, those of you might know her.
I don't know
what she is exactly, but this is... little Dawnstar, and I like the shoes. I love the dress, and the wings are pretty, and I actually like the hair. I love that style of hair. I don't know why. We're going to move on a little bit more. This is The Little Mermaid. I'm not sure when The Little Mermaid became a superhero, but the pointy bra irks my nerves. Madonna-esque. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Mm-mm.
And then we have... This is a Batman-inspired dress. I don't get the Batman vibe.
Oh, it's the shoulder. It's the shoulder. It looks like the back of the Batman, the original Batman car.
Oh, right. I see. Okay, I got it. Yeah, not a fan of that either. This one, however, is kind of funny.
I don't like it.
I think it's funny. I don't honestly. I like it. I think it's funny. And moving on down a little bit more, we have more. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. This is Aurora. I don't know who Aurora is, but all right. I'm trying to find ones that I like. I kind of like this one, however. Little Batman-esque. You can see the face mask going on and the little wrist things going on and Batman-esque. And there was more. I saw more, but for some reason, whatever. So that's my little couture thing. But Poison Ivy still has my vote for being the best.
Well, the Poison Ivy is very couture. I love the headpiece, everything about it. That's the dress I want to wear when I mow the lawn. And the whole headpiece.
Yes. Huge fan. Huge fan.
Can't you hear that? Yeah.
Yep. And then the wind's blowing, and you just toss it over yep. the side.
Yes. I need. That's going to be a windy day when I do that too. It's going to be flying out behind me. They can be like, "Why yep. is that woman outside?" Yes, I am. I'm outside
mowing the lawn in that dress.
Yes. Get
because
used to
I
it.
Can, bitch. That's right. Why.
Yeah. I love that. Beautiful.
What?
I think it's
what?
Really
what?
Awesome.
All right, it'd be my turn? Be my turn?
Yes.
Be my turn. Okay. All right. I gotta show this because this is just fucking amazing. Let me pull it up. Superheroes meet Flemish art. Look at this story.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Is that Christopher Reeve?
Oh,
you're gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I love the design.
It really does have that kind of old school, really, really old school feel.
It does. It really does. And I love the fabrics that they chose for this.
Yes.
I love the colors that they went with.
Is that suede?
Oh, my God, Wolverine.
Oh,
holy,
oh my God. That right there is awesome.
Beautiful.
Snow White.
Yes.
Look at
their
little bunnies.
Oh, my God.
Little birdie, take wing. Take wing.
Oh, my God, Spider-Man.
That mask is so badass. I just love this. This is so much detail.
Even the design of the spider is kind of, like, old, you know?
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, my God. I love that one. Holy crap.
Beautiful. Just fucking beautiful.
I love that one. Oh, Darth Maul.
City.
Are you kidding?
Oh, that one I absolutely adore. Me and Darth Maul. God. That's my man, okay? That is my man.
He is hot. I'm sorry. He may be evil as fuck, but he is hot.
He is hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
See, I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that.
I'll be like,
Darth Maul? Yeah.
I love this. I love the cuffs. I love the texture.
I do. I love that. Now, okay, so I used to do the whole Ren Fair thing, but it was like the SCA. It wasn't a Ren Fair.
Yeah.
It was Society for Creative Anachronisms. And I actually went to a few of these, and I loved all the men dressed up kind of like this. It was awesome. Oh, my God.
I know. These are so badass. And I love how the whites are more beige. They're dirtier. They're not bleached.
Because they weren't that white back then. It was, like, really hard to get whites really, really white. They didn't have Clorox. Clorox is a new thing. Oh, my God! I can see you!
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Holy shit. Oh, my God, the Hulk?
Hulk smash.
Is it bad that I'm strangely attracted to him?
No, not bad.
We all are.
Sorry. Okay, I wanted to make sure. All right, that's hot, too, actually.
Yes, and very aristocratic. I love it.
Batman and Robin.
Amazing. Catwoman.
Oh, I love Catwoman.
Awesome.
I love that. Oh,
you know what?
God.
That's one of the pictures I think that was in Hallie's movie. They had a picture similar to that, her Catwoman.
Yeah.
I want to say when she's on the floor, there's pictures all around her, Michelle Pfeiffer, and this is another one.
My headphone cord, please. I know you want to cuddle, but geez.
Iron Man.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Iron Man?
Oh, nice. I like that, too. And
although I don't think
underneath,
Tony Stark would agree with that at all, though.
I want to point one thing out, though. If you look at the person underneath all that fabric, you can actually see he's built as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the chest and the stomach. Where it curves, yes, I like that.
Oh my God!
And the Joker.
Wow.
God, that looks like Heath Ledger. That's creepy.
It does creep. Man, that boy died way too soon.
Yeah, he did. He was so talented. Oh my God.
Well, what's his face is taking over. So, and I'm gonna see how I'm not Jared Leto. I'm not. I'm thinking Jared's gonna do a good job. He's kind of crazy.
I think he is. He is a little crazy. He's very quirky.
He's method. He's very method.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love the Christopher Reeve one though. Oh my gosh.
I do too.
That's amazing. It looks so much like him.
And you know what's awesome about him is even in the wheelchair, he still was the epitome of Superman.
Damn
he was.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. He was absolutely always Superman to me. Always. Damn. Wonder Woman. Oh, my God. I love that.
I love it. I do. Oh, my God.
She still looks like she could kick your ass, and I love that.
All the
That's
world
amazing.
Is waiting for you. I'm sorry. I had to sing it.
Okay. Is that a Green Lantern?
Yes.
That's the title of our show today. In brightest day and darkest night, no pixelated fashion will escape our sight. Damn it.
Princess.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh my God.
Did she just go all up in the high register?
I did.
Amazing.
I wore a dress like that to one of my SCA events with the corset and the boobs and the oh gosh.
You stop it. Yes.
Oh God, Jamaica.
You talk about that hair, man. That hair.
Yoda? Nice.
Yes.
That's
right,
hilarious.
So that's all of them. But I just had to show these when I came across them. This is amazing. I love it. Of course, I don't read, what is that, French? So
I could have told you if you had asked what they said. Duh.
These are amazing.
Are you
these
sure
are just
it's
gorgeous.
French?
I don't know, but I'll give it to
yeah, it's French.
Where, to my below there, no, that is not French. Well, some of it is. The first part is German. The second part is French.
Yeah, I was about to say, I see
portrait
German.
Portrait of ancient portrait with his lightsaber. Portrait of... Yeah, something avec un bâton de lumière vert. Yes, his green lightsaber. Yes, very.
Yeah, the
green.
First part is definitely German. The second part is French. Yes.
So these just all the best. Whoever made these?
Okay. Who made them? Are they for sale? Can we buy them?
I don't know, but I'm giving you the link so that you can pin it to the board. If anybody wants to look at it after the show.
Okay, I am trying to save something for the board right now, so I'm gonna have to get that later. Uh-huh. Okay, that's not cute. My little thing don't want to work right. My preview. Okay, so somebody else go next while I work with this here business.
I got it. This is a little more updated fashion, more what you could wear like around the street kind of thing for the ladies, for superhero fashion. We've done sort of stuff like this before, but I've actually found some that was new. So give me just a second.
This is for the ladies.
It's the ladies. All right.
I need to have a talk with my lungs. We need to have a discussion about air.
That is good, yes. So this is, like I said, this is a little more realistic. And I like this because they did the Thor from the movies and the Thor from the comics. Because honestly, they're two separate creatures. The Thor from the movie is very updated, kind of the darker colors. And the Thor from the comics is, well, he's a comic book character. So bright colors, garish colors. But I do like that they did both. But I still got to say, the Thor from the movie outfit, I love it. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Even the shoes, too. The shoes are hot. I like the shoes.
That is sexy as fuck, man. That top.
It really, really is. Yes.
I'm going to have to try and make that for myself.
But both of them have their good points, you know. This one is a little funkier, you know, and this one's a little more sleek, I think is a good word for it. Sleek. And then we have...
Might very well be a good word.
Iron Man.
I'm not feeling the Iron Man. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. There's something about the shorts that, like, the color red for the shirt. I just don't like it. I don't really like it. Captain America, which is very patriotic.
It is very patriotic, and I guess I could see how that is Captain America, but that's not...
That's something that I'd be able to wear every day. I would feel
looks like something you'd wear to, like...
Fourth of July
event.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be totally appropriate. And then you have the Incredible Hulk, which is actually kind of adorable to me. I like it.
I wish I could breathe. I'm just going to tell y'all. I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
I don't know, something has moved into my lungs and just decided it's going to take up residence and choke the fuck out of me. That's what's going on.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
Right?
Okay.
Scroll a lot. I do not like that Hulk outfit, I'm just going to tell you.
All right, moving down, Black Widow.
Problem. Yeah, that's what
the
I'm talking
Black Widow is hot.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I like
that,
the
is
letter.
Is that a web fascinator? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yes, hunty, yes.
I am deathly afraid of spiders. Deathly. I will have a panic attack if I see a big spider. But
so that is kind of badass. I wouldn't. No, thank you. Every time I'd look down at my boobs, I'd be like, holy fuck, there's a spider. I'd pull
yeah,
out.
Me too.
And then I'd like punch myself in the boob, and that would be painful. Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fun, though.
No, punching yourself in the boob. That's not fun.
I love this Hawkeye thing. I love it. I would wear the fuck out of this outfit. I'm not even kidding.
I would.
I'd be like, this is a good time to wear my Hawkeye outfit.
I was going to say, that actor that plays him, I don't know his name, but I always kept thinking, why is he wearing eyeliner? His eyes naturally look like that.
Yes, he is not wearing eyeliner. He has gorgeous eyes, too. Oh, my God.
Nice and tall, sexy. I'm sorry. Oh, Loki. I didn't care much for him. He wasn't in this Avengers movie either.
I love Loki. Oh, my God.
I did not like him too much. He was a little... I like him when he's not in the Avengers, the other Avengers movies, but
yeah, I like the character, I like the actor, I like everything about him.
Go on your own, scroll it.
sorry.
Oh, I do not look good in yellow, but I'm sure somebody out there who does could totally rock this.
I've been told I look good in yellow, but I don't like yellow. So, and then you have Batman from the comics, which actually is kind of cute.
I can totally get behind that one.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the outfit on the left instead of in the middle. The middle looks kind of hookerish to me, but the one on the left, that is a little better.
Yeah. Well, the one in the middle, I think I'd wear a jacket over, you know, or something.
Yeah, you have to, like, maybe a long jacket or something like that, a duster.
Ooh, the
now, the
Catwoman is hot.
Hot as fuck.
The one with the long sleeve and the sweater and the glasses. And
yeah,
that's all me right there.
And then, of course, those kick-ass, not the boots on the right, but the
booty.
Boots on the left.
I would work that shit. And, yes, I'd carry a whip, damn it. The ring.
Yes. Fuck that. I would rock the shit out of that whip. Be like, what?
Yeah, I could totally see Corey, like, dragging that through the store behind her.
I would. In the grocery store.
What? Yes.
I want the last box of Wheaties. Put it down.
What now?
Carry my groceries to my car, boy. Oh, that was a knife. Sorry, wrong sound effect.
But that was my little homage to everyday superhero fashion. You can pull it off. You know what? And you can actually put outfits together yourself. Just A, make sure the colors match.
Mm-hmm.
B, make sure it suits your body. And C, don't go too overboard. That's all you got to do.
All right, so
some of you folks need to work on that hole. Don't go overboard.
I'm just going to show one thing and listen to these two go ooh and ah when I tell them who designed this. Don't make any comments until I tell you who designed it.
All right.
And it's up on Pinterest. Everybody else that's on Facebook already knows. You two don't, though. This is... yeah, but...
Jenny, well, that's cute.
That is a Minecraft-inspired outfit designed by Preteenatrix.
Really?
I like it. That is very
cute.
Oh,
my God.
She did this last weekend, sitting next to me and held it up. I was like, you know, that's actually kind of cute. I think
that is kind of cute.
I dig it.
I like the socks.
Ginger, look at the hem of the skirt. She actually has alternating black and green squares.
Yes, I was just looking at that.
That is nice.
I didn't notice that y'all caught that. I just like the socks. I was like, I don't need the rest of it. Mimi Kid, I had the socks. She says, you don't like the rest of it. Well, I like the rest of it, but I really just want the socks.
I like the whole thing. I like the fact that she has enough green in there, and it carries through the outfit, but it's not the same shade of green. But it still matches.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Are different shades of green when they're pixelated,
aren't exactly.
They?
Yes, they
yes.
are.
Yes.
So I thought this was very nice. Then I told her I put it up. She's going to cut me because I did not put it on her Pinterest. She does have one. So I guess I'll have to figure out how to do that. I have not tried to post anybody else's Pinterest. And I think she's listening in the other room. Go to bed. Okay, so. You listening? Go to bed.
Why are you still awake?
Why you
go to bed, lady.
What you think? Because you designing clothes, you just supposed to stay up? Yeah, yeah. I could see you all the way through this wall. Not really. Not really. Not really. But yeah.
Okay. It matter?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Because I know two of the people here are back into the dating scene. Yes.
Okay.
Here you go.
Why you gotta be saying stuff?
I will sell their information to you for $1 million.
$1 million.
Yes, yes. But I got a kick out of the sweater. I mean, I know it's not sweater weather right now.
You goddamn right. I only date superheroes, motherfucker.
Word, bitch. Word.
Yes. Yes.
And it is so ironic that you said that, that you showed me that, because the guy, you know what? Never mind.
No, it's ironic that she says that, because that's my answer to the question, my every question the guy asked me the first time. So what are you looking for? Superman. And I always get to, are you serious? Yes.
Well,
the guy that I'm kind of sort of talking to is into superheroes, and the pictures on his profile, superheroes.
Here you go. Take you a picture like this, send it to him.
No.
I'm just going to paint an S on me naked and send it to somebody. I don't know.
Oh, good God. I want that. Is that the Hulk? That's awesome. That's a T-shirt. That's a She-Hulk right there, bitch.
Is that all in one little jumper?
Yes, that is adorable.
Well, it looks like it has shorts underneath, but yeah.
It's so cool. I want it.
I know, right? Yeah. So cute. I adore this. Man, I love me some cute sleepwear, so.
Dude, I would wear that outside just on purpose.
Who is this? No, it's Honey Lemon from... Big Hero 6?
We've not seen Big Hero 6 yet.
Oh, my God, you got to watch.
Outfit.
But the outfit is cute either way. Her outfit.
Yeah.
I'm digging little shoes with little flowers on the sides.
Cute.
And girls, I know these little short skirts are in right now, but please, the tights.
Please put them on underneath them. Because let me tell you, I had one little girl come into class today wearing a little short dress like that. The girl sat down. I saw everything. I said, honey, come here. I had to go send her to the office. Her mother brought her some leggings. Good Lord.
You sent her to the office to get leggings?
Yes, I did. I don't want her boys seeing all of that. Come on. Have more self-respect for yourself.
I don't blame you. One more before I give it over to somebody.
Oh, that's cute.
You're so adorable. So adorable. And I love how they're in love with, they're not the same on both hands.
Oh, it's like their body.
Yeah, you got to put the hands together to make the whole superhero.
See, I'm telling you, I'm going to open a nail salon. This is all the kind of nail work I'm going to do. We're just going to paint.
I choke you like every other day.
I would stay booked. I know I would.
You totally would. I'd be like, Corey, I want Mario.
Yeah.
I would like the girl that will come in this week. Okay, look, I got a party to go to. I need GTA 5. Can you do? Okay, this I need my Call of Duty. Okay, now I need Mario on this hand, and then I need Pikmin on this hand. Can you do that?
Ooh, Zelda on this one and Link on this one.
Yes. You know, it's Friday night game night. I gotta have my game on my nails.
Yes.
You know.
Can you put Final Fantasy 4 on this one and then Final Fantasy 11 on this one?
Yes. Oh, my God. It'd be so awesome.
I would do that.
I love that idea.
Every fucking week. Every fucking week. Ooh, am I not supposed to say that anymore?
Girl, whatever.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Whatever. What the fuck ever.
What the fuck ever. All right.
We don't follow no rule.
Or as Blaster would say, I do what I want. Oh, you say that and irritate me. Oh my God, I
do what I want. Yes,
I do what I want.
Crap out of me too, dude. Really, really.
Okay, I'm just gonna put this up and then give him a name, because Snow's gonna catch on to what I mean by this name here. Look at this. Look at this adorableness.
This is
Baby Julian.
Oh my God.
Is he not the most adorable thing ever?
The most adorable little tot.
That's it. I'm adopting me a son. I'm
yeah, no kidding, right?
I'm adopting me a son. I'm just going
to. I need to adopt this one. Right here. This one.
Yes. Is he available? I'm gonna go to his house and tell his mommy, you don't need him. I'm just gonna stay.
You know, that's actually kind of creepy. If a woman knock, 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 you don't need your son anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna be taking your son. You can have him back when he's 15, okay?
Creepy.
Like when he's 15, because he will not be so nice.
Yeah, he will get on my damn nerves. You can have. I know because I teach 15-year-olds. He will get on my damn nerve. Oh, you done pissed me off. You know.
But he's so cute right there. See, I don't know if I need a son. I would just kiss him to death. He'd be so, like, telling his girlfriend, you're not as good as my mom all the time. I'd be one of them kind of mamas. All right. I got this one's going up on our board, but I got to show it to the girls. Look at that.
Oh, that is perfect. Oh, my God.
For a geek wedding.
Instead of corsages, perfect.
Instead of corsages. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. I want it. Y'all see y'all watching me pin. Sorry, y'all. I get all excited. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Come on. Get away from this page. I'm trying to get off this page. It won't let me. Thanks. Thanks, superheroes. They won't let me get off.
They don't want to go away. They don't want to go away. They said, no, we're staying. We are staying.
Especially Goku. He's looking weird. Okay, I had some other things. What happened here? Okay, I had some other things I wanted to show because this is just random crazy superhero stuff. I love superhero selfies before they save the world. Look at Superman and Wonder Woman.
That is adorable. He's got lipstick marks on his face.
I love it.
That is so cute.
And there are 36 of them if you want to go find them on explosion.com. Do y'all want me to go look so y'all can go off?
Has ever noticed how many people in movies and TV have blue eyes? I mean, like, seriously, 99.9% of them.
That always amazes me because blue eyes is actually recessive. So you would think there'd be more dark-eyed superheroes, but there's not.
Well, it just makes you wonder if there's not something tied into that gene, you know, these people.
Oh, please, no.
They are nasty.
Then I'd be a fucking superhero. I got blue eyes.
Yes,
that's cool. Well, no, I'm more meant tied into the arts and acting.
No. It's just that blue eyes is considered more attractive, so they get noticed more, which is bunk because I love dark eyes.
Yeah.
This is here. Y'all see this?
Oh, that's cute. That is cute right there.
Of course Supergirl would take a cute selfie. Of course she would. Look at Superman.
Selfie! Yeah.
That's going to be on his dating profile. Uh-oh.
That's funny.
Oh, look at this one. I love it.
He's got the bat phone.
Got the old school phone. Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Is that her mother? That is her mother. Is that her mother?
That's
Lady Justice.
I don't know who that is.
Harley Quinn.
There's Harley Quinn. There she is.
That bitch is taken in the middle of chaos.
Crazy.
In the middle of chaos.
And there's a goat. What the hell is that? Is that
a goat?
That's a beaver. And then there's gumballs. And there's a dog with a bone and a man running. I don't. You know what? That's Harley Quinn.
Oh, look at all. We got three different Catwomen.
Hell yes.
Oh. Oh, like
the cat is climbing your curtains. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, try to scroll down.
You got to have the bathroom selfie.
Always got to have the bathroom selfie.
That girl in the bathroom.
You know what? And honestly, Catwoman does strike me as a character that will be taking a whole shit ton of selfies. Be like, selfie!
Yeah.
Click, click.
But I think Batgirl, too, as you see this here.
Yes.
Oh, look.
Aquaman. Photobomb.
Miss Marvel. Work,
uh-oh.
Bitch.
Work it, girl.
Miss Marvel's getting her own movie, too, by the way. We're not getting a Wonder Woman, but I'll take Miss Marvel. Thank you. Meow, meow to you, too. Uh-oh. Wonder Woman. Uh-oh.
Hang on. I have to tweet this.
Spider-Man.
Oh, man, that reminds
That's
me of a
awesome.
Story I read the other day about a guy live tweeting a breakup that he was overhearing that was on the roof of his apartment building.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look.
Batgirl.
Batgirl again. She got Batman all over. Look, Batman all over. Look on the floor. Look, what is up?
The Avengers. Nice. Without Fury photobombing it. He's in the bottom left.
Cool.
That's funny.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, of course. Superman saving a kitten.
No. What is Batman?
Alfred and the Batman.
Kill the motherfucking dinosaur. Kill it with fire.
Is that Alfred? Is Alfred wearing
that? Alfred in the Batman suit taking a crazy.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Teen Titans,
I didn't really like the show, but I love the selfie. No,
that's funny. Deadpool. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. See, Deadpool's sexy to me, too.
Yes.
Some of the ex-girls. Nice.
And I know who these are, but why am I not remembering? I know the writer's Jubilee in... Oh, God. Who is this other chicken?
Is that Mystique? Is that Mystique?
No, it's not Mystique. Oh, crap. Somebody.
Oh, God. Who is it?
I'm having a geek girl meltdown. I don't remember who it is. I know. Is Jubilee got her ass sticking out?
Yes, she does. She's doing the booty pop. Booty pop.
Tooch. We'll have to come back to them. Okay, rest of our X-Men. Who we all are like, who? Huh? I know who these people are. Cannot remember a name to save my life.
That's awesome.
That is sad that I don't remember who they are. Okay, we got our Green Lantern.
Green Lantern Corps. That's funny. Oh, there's a Flash spoiling something.
Did he photobomb? Yeah, he photobombed
all over the place.
Look at Wonder Woman. What is going on here? Do we want to know?
It looks like she's just, yes, baby. Ooh.
Well, maybe Flash is.
Maybe he groped her.
That's
exactly
what I was thinking. Yeah.
Maybe he's a Flash in everything. You know what I'm saying?
Look at here. He is again with Superman.
Showing up Superman.
Took his phone. You took that man's phone. We know you did. The Joker. Oh.
That is creepy.
Like, that's Robin.
Robin? The boy wonder. Oh, my God.
ID card? Really? This is God. Nightwing. Thank you. Couldn't get it out. Richard Grayson. Get Grayson. Yeah. We are such comic book nerds. Really? Is this the Hulk and Spider-Man with their cheeks puffed out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Spider-Man. Look at how Spider-Man's looking at Deadpool.
He's like come
really?
On, man.
Really?
And Deadpool's all singing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Look at Wolverine. He is not happy.
Pissed off.
Is he ever happy? I mean, really?
No.
Who is this in the back?
Oh, my God. What?
These are celebrities done like superheroes, I guess they said.
Girl with the BFs. Oh, yeah.
My two BFFs. We're going to go save the world after we're going to the party.
Oh, my God. We're just going to go and, like, save everyone.
Just
okay.
Best pose forever.
This is my.
That is
that's
awesome.
Hilarious.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite. Batman and.
Batman sidekick selfie.
Somebody don't look happy. This one right here.
Nope.
This one right here. Oh, my God. But first, let us take a selfie. Batman, we must photobomb. Guys, I need some help now. We got our Avengers again. What is it? Avengers and the X-Men counterparts.
Yep.
Wolverine smiling.
I know all those people. Why can't I remember? I'm doing Storm.
Cyclops.
Yes.
There's Rogue right there. There's Nightcrawler.
Jean Grey.
There's Magneto in the background.
Thank you. Professor X,
Baldi right there.
What is she?
Storm.
No, this one right here. Frost. Is it Emma Frost?
Emma Frost, yes. Mm-hmm. Emma Frost. And who is the one with the braid?
I thought that was, is it? She can't be Psylocke. What am I doing? Oh, I feel so. I'm losing my geek cred.
I don't know who that one is.
And who is this one?
I don't remember that one either.
I thought the Apocalypse. That is not his name. Somebody out there, help. We're losing our geek cred. And then, of course, we totally are.
I never claimed to be a comic book geek. I just know some of it.
Making Batman smile. I like that.
Ain't like you can resist. All right. Wait, what? Okay, you know what? I'm going to come off of that page because I didn't mean to get down to the bottom of there. But anyway, those are your 36. I got to get some of these in frames is what I got to do.
Those are so cute. Yes, I like those.
But I really like this one. I think it's just adorable. Because that's exactly what I'd do if I was Wonder Woman. I'd be all up in the air with Superman just smooching him. Baby, I'm finna Facebook this. Let me kiss you a few times. And then we're going to go down there and get that plane that's falling because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? As fast and awesome as they are, they could probably just take the selfie, make out for a bit, and then go save the plane with plenty of time to spare.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I'd be like, we're going to get that plane in a minute, but here, let me take this picture. Let me tag these people. Go be, look, the plane is falling in the head. What's your name? What's your Facebook? Yeah, I'm going to save you. What's your name? I need to tag you in this picture.
I'm going to save you I'm going to save you in a minute. Just relax.
Let me get
just
your name.
What's your name?
I can tag you on Facebook.
Come on now.
Hurry up. You're going to hit the ground.
All right, I got something I want to show.
Okay.
Fast.
All right, you show.
All right, so I actually found this game when I was looking for stuff to go over today. It is, where's the share button? There it is. All right, so it is a fashion superhero makeover.
Uh-oh.
It is exactly what you think it is, okay?
Uh-oh.
So basically, you're playing a female superhero. And I'm going to hit the, you know what? I'm hitting it on the wrong damn screen. Let me do this.
Pinterest.
So you are trying to make your superhero look fashionable. And they said, of course, you have to start with a facial because you're not wearing a mask. So your skin has to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
like
right.
It. Okay.
So you're going to start with a facial. You can do any kind of facial you want.
Really?
And then you can pick the outfit you want. Yes. And then you can pick whatever outfit. See, this is cute, just a wonderful little outfit. It's just all over the place. And you got the pearls.
Can you
and
pick the Wonder Woman when they're in the right aisle?
I can't. It won't. Ah!
It's just a picture.
Yeah, it's just a picture. And then, of course, they have the different choices. This is I think this is the Wonder Woman one you were looking at. You can change the eye color, the eyebrow, the jewelry, the hair, the makeup, all this other stuff. And in a way, it seems kind of fun, but I'm wondering if this is all there is to the game.
Well, if you are a lazy-ass mom and you want to give your little girl something to do, this is what you stick them in front of, and it is fun for them until they
it's
get
free.
Old enough.
It's free, so you can't complain about the price. It is free.
Yeah, so you stick them in front of that, and they put some clothes on it, and they think they're doing stuff on the computer. This lasts until they're about four.
Yes.
Where they go, I'm supposed to be a superhero. When do I get to save stuff?
Exactly.
What you mean I don't get to save stuff? Who came up with this game? Nah, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
It's pretty much how that goes.
Pretty much. I cannot see an older child or an adult person, I'm not going to just say woman, because there are some guys that like fashion too, an adult person enjoying this for longer than a couple of minutes.
This is very true.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what their target audience is.
Nobody. Somebody just happens across on the web.
True that.
Yeah. That's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be a no.
I got to show this. I know we don't have just too much time. But this are evening gowns. Fancy Avengers and Villains evening gowns.
Yeah, I just grabbed that and put it up on our pin because I saw you, Ginger. I saw you.
Yes.
That
yes.
is right. Nice. That is Captain
That's
America right
gorgeous.
There.
I know, right?
That's
I
beautiful.
Love it. I love it.
There more?
Loki.
Oh, I like Loki. Oh, I like Loki.
Right?
Yes.
I love
gorgeous.
Love it.
Oh, no. Winter Solstice. Winter Soldier. That's for the grocery store right there.
Not really fond of the Winter Soldier.
I am. I like the red lining on the inside of the skirt at the bottom.
So the red lining is hot, I will admit. But I'm not really fond of the Winter Soldier myself.
I'm all up picking fruit in the grocery store, okay? That's me. And this
okay,
one
no,
too.
I like this one.
This
you know
one
why
too.
I like this one?
Because the boobies peek out.
Because of the boob cutout right there. What?
Yes.
I would wear a push-up bra, rock the fuck out of that. What?
No kidding, right? I love it. I love it.
And that's
Iron Man
right there, my friend. And then you got Thor.
Yes, Thor.
Which I still like Thor. I do like Thor.
No,
it's a little
not that
more
one.
Covering.
It's a little dull.
It is a little dull.
I feel like, is this supposed to be like chainmail, maybe?
That's what I'm not sure about. Is it fishnet or chainmail? I'm going to need to figure that out. Because if it's fishnet, yes, I'm wearing it. Oh, yes.
Oh, that is the Hulk. That is nice.
Is that the Hulk? I don't think that's the Hulk. I think that's Hawkeye.
Is that? Oh,
it's
you know what?
Hawkeye,
right,
yeah.
right. That is Hawkeye. That is right nice. So
I'm digging
I love
all
the chains
that they added. Yeah.
I love the chains. That is such a good touch, man.
Uh-oh.
Who is
that? Is that Black Widow?
I think it's maybe Black Widow.
Or is it not Black Widow, then it's Deadpool, which don't really go with the Avengers, but still.
That is hot, though. Damn.
That is damn hot.
I just want it. Look, I just want it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care who
yeah.
it is. I just want it. It's got to be in my closet now.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
Hulk. That's the Hulk.
That's the Hulk. This is the Hulk.
And I really like that, actually.
I love the line. I love this, man.
I love the softness of it, but I love that it's still kind of
messy,
raggedy.
Like him.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. Perfect. It's perfect.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. These are just amazing.
When is somebody going to sew these so I could buy one? Because we know I can't sew. I'm going to get around to it eventually, but I might be too old. I'm going to need y'all to sew.
Right? Because I sure as fuck can't sew. So somebody make it. I'm going to buy it.
You make it, we'll wear it.
If you make it, they will buy it.
Yeah, damn right they will.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
All right. We got time for one more? You want to do one more?
One more. Go ahead.
Oh, I was asking you if you had time.
Oh, no. I ran out, I'll be honest.
I have more here. Here, because Corey was all about them socks earlier. Let me show these socks.
All right. Oh, that is so cute. Oh,
aren't
are those
they
real?
Adorable?
Oh. Please tell me those are real, because I want them.
Well, I don't think these in the picture are real, but they could be.
Simstress.com. This is for The Sims. Somebody made it for The Sims.
Aww. I want I would wear those to school and show them off. You know,
yes.
Look what I'm wearing.
Yes, and make them toe socks. I love me some toe socks.
Yes, I love toe socks.
Some toe socks. So, yeah.
I want you. Oh, hell, that's what I need right there.
Oh, that is hot.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. Okay.
I love the stars that they went with, that they're not the actual little teal and stick stars. Those are like the little cheap rhinestone.
Yeah, like those are ones that you actually like are come up off of your nails.
Yeah, you get them in like the craft section. So.
Yeah. The thing that irks my nerves about nails nowadays is like when Katy Perry put those big ass fucking things on their nails.
Yeah, those.
I don't understand that.
I don't even know how you're able to do anything with that. I mean,
I don't think
you are. You're trying to go like potty, and I mean,
yes.
How the hell are you supposed to wash those afterwards?
You don't. That's nasty.
Yes.
That's very nasty.
Well, that is just nasty. Okay, that is just nasty. Those socks are cute, but not as cute as the ones. Oh my God, that's adorable. Oh.
Your wife wants her nice white wedding. You're a geek. Sneak in.
Throw that in there.
Spider-Man.
I'd be the one be like, you know what? We need a Spider-Man peeking out of our cape.
Yeah, and you gotta wait. It's gotta be tiny, so like most people won't notice it. And then the people who will, they'll find it just that much more funny. Yes, this was what I wanted to show Corey earlier.
Oh my god! Oh man,
pretty.
And
holy
with those contacts,
those contacts make it pop. Oh my
god! Yes. Oh my gosh, gorgeous, and the fake lashes with it.
That is perfect.
I got to learn how to put on some lashes.
I do, too. I really want to learn how to put on. All right, you know what? We got to go. Got less 2 minutes. Okay.
You can keep showing it while we roll out.
You can keep showing. We're just going to go. Ooh,
not a fan.
Nice, too. I don't like pink, but I like that.
That is so cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's not exactly
what?
Superhero, but.
It makes booze. That's good.
Not even drinking. I want it in my house.
Right? You are not allowed to drink. Okay. Especially not right now. You know what I mean? All right.
Aww.
We're going to go ahead and close it out. You can tune in on Thursday for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. That is when we go absolutely bonkers, more than we did today. That is adorable. Oh, my God.
So much pink.
I can see a little bit of
adorable.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Little girl. Okay. You can face like your favorite dog because it's hot. That's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my bitches. Beware of the dick foot.
Don't put dick foot back up on the screen. Please don't do it.
Oh, there's dick foot.
I don't know. I don't.
Why would you do it? Why?
Dick foot. Come near you.
You're going to make me snort. This is the next evolution of man, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
and when I say man, I mean males. That's what I mean. So that's really all we need, dick and foot. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't even need the foot, actually. But
yes, right? No, I need the foot. Walk away.
If you don't have any fitting around,
I guess we can sleep.
Yeah, we'll
that's kind of hot too.
Right.